Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Linga lichona njani izulukandaba olambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ziku 30 Mabasa 2021 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Donate e personal protective equipment. Yancediswa ukuthi ama health workers basebenze ukuprevent iCovid.
Isibhedlela seCouncil yakoBulawayo eseThorngrove sithole isipho sempahla yokuzivikela ukubanjwa iCovid-19 eyama PPE ezisebenzi zempilakahle.
Thina esikujabulelayo kuphela ukuthi abantu bethu akade bephakathi enkantolo bazokwazi ukuthi baphume bayehlangana lemdini yabo bathole inkululeko yabo.
Ibandla le-MRP lithi amalunga alo akhululwe liviki ngemva kokuvalelwa okwenyanga yonke azaqhubeka elwela ilungelo lesigaba seMathebeleland kungakhathalekile lokubotshwa kwabo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ndizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Kulabantu abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezilichumi lambili 12,750 abahlatshwe ijekiseni yeCovid-19 okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshiwe solokhu loluhlelo lokuhlaba lwasungulwa ngonhlolanja baba zinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 400,771. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Abantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili e-COVID-19 vaccine eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane eziphose zifike eziyisikhombisa 6,834 okukhuphulele linani laya kwabazinkulungwane ezedlula amachumi ayisikhombisa lasithupha 76,826 lokhe lwaqalayo uhlelo lolu. Ebantwini abahlolwe i-COVID-19 izolo abangamachumi amane lane babo batholakale bele-COVID-19 leli gciwane labulala ababili okukhuphule inani lasebebulewe yilo kwabedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye 1567. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle babika ukuba ukwehla kwenani lasebetholakala belegciwane leli eZimbabwe kubangelwa yokuqiniswa kwemisebenzi langenhlelo zokusebenzelana kukahulumende lamankampani enhlanganiso ezizimeleyo empini yokulwisana lalolu bhubhano. Kunje abenhlanganiso nganiso yeZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights namhlanje baphe isipho sempahla ehlukeneyo yokusebenzisa ekumelaneni lokumemetheka kweCovid-19 esibhedlela seThorngrove Hospital. Esipha lesi sipho omele iZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights uDokotela Brian Banje uthe isipho sabo sijonge ukuncedisa izisebenzi zempilakahle ezisengozini enkulu yokuthelelwa leli gciwane.
Donate e personal protective equipment. Yancediswa ukuthi ama health workers basebenze ukuprevent iCovid.
Umeya wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Solomon Mguni ubanye kakhulu lesi sipho ethi sizanceda ekuthini izisebenzi zempilakahle zingakhathali.
Silabo dokotela ababona ngezamalungelo oluntu balethe kakhulu impahla esetshenziswa ngabodokotela omongikazi, i-personal protective equipment. Lokhu kulandela uzananzela ukuthi eminyakeni odluleyo amadokotela empilo akayekela ukusebenza sithi bona ngakula mpahla elingeneyo ukuthi bakwanise ukusebenza. Okwamanje lapha eThorngrove namhlanje babone kufanele ukuthi udokotela bonke bathole leyo mpahla ukuthi basebenzise bazivikele labo nxa bevikela abantu bethu.
Umongameli wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba eWorld Health Organization, uDokotela Alex Kasasira uthi bayenza konke okusemandleni abo besebenzelana lohulumende weZimbabwe ukunqadisa ukumelana leCOVID-19 elizweni lokubona ukuba abantu bayahlatshwa ijekiseni yeCOVID-19 vaccine. UDokotela Kasasira uphinde wathi njalo bayajabula kakhulu ngendlela iZimbabwe esebenza ngayo ekumelaneni lokumemetheka kweCOVID-19 kusukela emulini kusiyafika kwezomtholampilo. EZimbabwe sekulabantu abaphose bafike amachumi amane enkulungwane 38,235 asebahlolwa bafunyanwa beleCOVID-19. Phakathi kwaleli nani kulenkulungwane ezingamachumi edlula amathathu lengxenye 35,594 abagule basila kulumkhuhlane. Isibhedlela seThorngrove Hospital silabantu abahlanu abalaliswe khona ligciwane leli, kuthi esibhedlela seIlangeni Center kulabantu abalaliswe khona njalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, nginguAnastasia Ndlovu.
Omela isigaba seHarare West edalele parliamente unkosazana Joanna Mamombe lomunye wakhe webandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Cecilia Jimbiri asebevalelwe estoksini okwenyanga ezimbili. Bazaqhubeka bephakathi ngemva kokuba umthethwandaba uthe uzakwethula isinqumo sokuthi baphiwe na ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso ngolwesibili. Ababili laba betheswa icala lokwephula iziqondiso zokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-coronavirus ngokwenza umhlangano lentatheli zindaba. Kuthi kwelunye njalo udaba lwezemthethwandaba, ilunga lenhlanganiso yamagqwetha yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, umnumzana Webster GD, uke wabotshwa lamhlanje emthethwandaba esetheswa icala lokubanga umsindo, kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi wakhululwa. Kusenjalo ibandla le-MRP lithi amalunga alo ayithoba munwe munye abotshwa avalelwa esitokisini okwenyanga eyodwa akhululwa liviki azaqhubeka elwela ilungelo lesigaba seMathebeleland kungakhathalekile lokubotshwa kwabo. Sixoxe lesikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Velile Moyo.
Thina esikujabulelayo kuphela ukuthi abantu bethu akade bephakathi enkantolo bazokwazi ukuthi baphume bayehlangana lemdeni yabo bathole inkululeko yabo. Kodwa kwezepolitiki siyazi ukuthi lokho ke uhulumeni usibeke isikhupha, akula lutho luthena lusolvile uhulumeni, usazoqhubeka futhi ebabopha abantu ngoba yena uvele usasele score asiamele ukuthi asisekle enguhulumeni. So siyakujabulela lokho, kodwa sikubona nelinye ilihlo ngoba siyazi ukuthi le revolution njalo yistruggle esaqhubeka siyaphambili. Akubuyelwe emuva ikho singakusho njalo, asihlehli. Basazoboshwa abantu beboshwa kuqhubeka usiyaphambili ngoba ayikho inkululeko yake yeza kungazange kube nokuhlukumezeka okufana nalokhu. Kodwa ke sithi abethu kade besenkantolo hayi abaqini baye phambili bangaze besakwele emuva ngoba uhambo luseselude kakhulu.
Sizwa kuthiwa belilomkhankaso okutshengisela enkundleni zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Ungasitshela ukuthi lomkhankaso ungaba uphathisile na ukuthi kuthathwe isinqumo sokukhulula amalunga ebandlaleni?
Umkhankaso wethu ube yimpumelelo ngoba uhambile noma abantu besayesaba abaningi ukuthi bavele egcekeni bakhulume. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi ke abantu bazogcina bekhuluma. Kodwa khonokho okwenziweyo emphakathini abantu basebenzile kubo Twitter, basebenzile kubo Facebook, basho amazwi baphikisa baphikisayo. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi ke udaba lufikile kuhulumeni. But njalo ke na ne-interview eyenzakale ebulembini la u-Ezra Chiso Sibanda ekhulumisana lomongameli uMqondisi Moyo, nakhona kuveza amaqiniso amaningi mhlawumbe uhulumeni ade cabanga ukuthi abantu beke bawazi ngezehlakalo ezenzakalayo. Nakhonokho ukuthi kubonisa ukuthi uhulumeni lo locuku umuntu azehlala esigangeni kubonwe ngumhlaba wonke, abantu bakusola kakhulu.
Umnumzana Velile Moyo isikhulumeli sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Ngesikhathi leZimbabwe likhangelelwe kumanyana lamanye amazwe ukunanza usuku lwezisebenzi, abomanyana wenhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi abeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ZCTU bathi liqhubeka lisephulwa ilungelo lezisebenzi elizweni. Intatheli izindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
AbeZCTU bathi isimo esibi sezisebenzi elizweni sesenze abenhlanganiso ebona ngezezisebenzi emhlabeni jikelele eye International Trade Unions Confederation bafake eZimbabwe kumazwe alocuku kakhulu kuzisebenzi, lanxa uhulumende eqhubekela phambili esithi uzimisele ukuzinakekela elandela imithetho yelizwe. Unobhala jikelele weZCTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngokuba kweZimbabwe kuluhlu lwamazwe alocuku kuzisebenzi ukwedlula wonke.
Iholo lezisebenzi liphansi kwamanje singathi ngama-collective bargaining processes, ehlulekile ke ukukhuphula ke iholo labantu ukuze abantu beholeke poverty bottom line ethexaxa.
Lesi simo esibi umoyo uthi sesingezelelwe yikuqhamuka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 nyakenye kwabangela ukulahlekelwa yimisebenzi kwezisebenzi eziningi, zona ezavele zathathelwa ilungelo lazo eligoqela ukutshengisela zikhonona uhulumende ecatsha ngobhubhane lolu.
Njengoba izisebenzi zehluleka ke ukubuthana ngendaba yokuthi uhulumende uthi kule lockdown, njalo sesibone le mthetho ebekhona nxa sikhangela ama-judgment ebekhona eminyakeni edlulileyo. Sibe le judgment embi okumangalisayo eminyakeni edlulileyo ethi abaqhatshi bayakwanisa ke ukuquma i-contract yomuntu kumbe ukumisa umuntu emsebenzini bemnika inotice ye-3 months kuphela engalambadalo.
Kwasekelwa ngumnumzana Victor Dube isakhamuzi saseHarare okhala ngeholo aliholayo, lona athi kalaneli
abafuni ukunika izisebenzi imali ebaphilisayo. Kabafuni labo ukuthi njalo ukuthi bebone ukuthi sisebenzi umuntu. Kudala sasikwazi ukuthi sisebenzi zazithi uhulumende ngakhuluma abaqhatshi bayigijima sebelezama ukuthi izinto zilunge kumuntu osebenzayo. Kuzafika isikhathi sokuthi isebenzi sizabona ukuthi kungcono ngiye emazweni kumbe ngizenzelwa kwami nxa esenelisa ukwenziwa.
Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-International Labour Organizations uNkosikazi Maria Mthandwa ongathandanga ukuthathwa amazwi utshele iStudio 7 ukuba abenhlanganiso zezisebenzi kuleli labengatsha zikahulumende kuyibo kuphela abangakhuluma ngesimo eselizweni, hathi inhlanganiso ayisebenzelayo. Uhulumende yena uthi uzimisele ukuthuthukisa isimo sezisebenzi elizweni ogoqela ezakhe, ikakhulu ababalisi bona asebelesikhathi bekhala ngeholo elingeneliyo labezempilakahle. Unobhala wohlangothi lwabaqhatsha izisebenzi zikahulumende olwe-Public Service Commission u-Ambassador Jonathan Utaunashe uyakugcizelela lokho.
Definitely government is committed to continuing to improve the reward system.
Vele uhulumende uzimisele ukuqhubeka ethuthukisa indlela izisebenzi zakhe azinakelele ngayo, hashi ngohlangothi lwezemali kuphela, lasekuthini zitholise okungcono.
As well to optimize benefits to civil servants.
Lonyaka njenganyakenye izisebenzi kaziyikubuthana ukunanza lolu suku kulandelwa iziqondiso zokuzilondoloza ukuthelelana i-COVID-19 ezabe kwanguhulumende elandela ezabe enhlanganiso eye World Health Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Umunisipala wedolobho leGwanda usevalele izakhamizi amanzi ezilesikwelede somthelo osesifika kuzigidi ezingamachumi ayisitshiya ngalombili i-$180 million. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
Umunisipala wedolobho leGwanda uthuthethe lelinyathelo lokuvala amanzi ngoba ezinye izakhamizi sezile minyaka zingabhatali umthelo wamanzi. Iningi lezakhamizi libikwa ligcine ukubhadala umthelo wamanzi nyakenye ngesikhathi lizwe livalwa nge-COVID-19 lockdown. UNkosikazi Julia Nyathi ohlalela ujini le-Marriage olesikwelete sikamasipala senkulungwane ezingamachuma esithupha zamadola $60,000 uthubo nesezovalelwa amanzi engazange akathole isixwayiso ngaphambilini.
Bapho nguthutsha babuya bavala, asizange sinike i-warning ukuthi khona hayi siyabuya ngelangela engaka sizovala amanzi. Besingakwazi ukuthi isikolede sethu sinjani. Ngabo bona baqale basiyenza isimemezulu basele ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi sesile sikolede singaka. Kube buhlungu kakhulu ngikhangela ukuthi khona mina every month bengihamba ngisebhadala. Kodwa babengangichazela ukuthi wena le sikolede singaka. Njalo imali oyibhadalayo ayikwani ama tariffs. Nxa bekweza ama tariffs abo abasitsheli.
Isikhulumise enhlanganiso yabahlali beGwanda, Mnumzana Morvin Dube. Uthi umasipala kumele aqala athonise izikweletu zakhe ezikuhulumende phambilini ngokuthi avalele izakhamizi amanzi.
Isikweletu about 90% of isikweletu esikhona esi-owayo eku-municipality of Gwanda ikuma-government departments. Okuyikho ebesikukhangelele thina ukuthi i-municipality of Gwanda izayilwisanisa lama government departments ayenelise ukuthi aclear zonke izikweletu lezo ezikhona ukuze bayiclear isikweletu sezinwa. Kodwa bona basuke bagijimela ukuthi bavalela abantu amanzi izihlali abahlali beGwanda, okuyikho kuyinto esibona kuyinto embi eyokweyisa abahlali beGwanda.
Umeya weGwanda Mnumzana Njabulo Siziba uvumile ukuthi ngempela isikweletu esikhulu ngesikahulumende langangathandanga ukuthi ukuthi ngesemalini.
Abantu izikwelede zabo zikhona sibili azimangalisi, kodwa izikwelede eziningi ngezikahulumeni. Last week I think zengayifike eHarare bethu July zama ukuthi sikhulumisane ngendaba naleyo ukuthi kanti madoda izikwelede zama-government departments zakhula zaze zabangaka. Izinwa kathe sifuna ukusitshayelela. But when we talk of government departments, isibhedlela. Okokuthi wide consultations are required ukuthi uziyovalela isibhedlela. Zetherapy yoma-government departments avele kuyikuthi alezikwelede ezesabekayo.
Umasipala weGwanda uthenga amanzi kuhlangothi olulawula umsebenzi wamanzi olwezinwa abesethengisela izakhamizi. Okwamanje umasipala waleli dolobho olesikweletu sezinwa sezigidi ezilikhulu lamachumi aphosa afika amane $139 million. Nakenye abezinwa bagcinele behluthunela umasipala weGwanda izimoto befuna leso sikwelete sibhadalwe. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Kesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Izipho zakuqala ezomuthi wokulwisana le-COVID-19 zifikile kwele India namuhla zivela kwele Melika ngesikhathi lelo lizwe libhekane lokubhubha kwabantu abaningi kakhulu okubangelwa yilo mkhuhlane. Sokufe abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 200,000 e-India. Njalo uhulumende uyehluleka ukuphatha lolu daba. Elemelika lilethe imitshina yokuncedisa izigulane ngokuphefumula e-oxygen cylinders. Lokunye, umongameli Joe Biden weMelika uphindele esigodlweni sakhe se-White House izolo ntambama evela edolobheni le-Georgia lapho akhulume ngokwakuqala ngemali efika ama-trillion amane, $4 trillion, eyokuvuselela izakhiwo zeMelika esezigugile. Njalo eyokuqhelisa ezinye inhlelo wogatsha lukahulumende.
Inani labeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele Botswana okusemthethweni liyehlelaya ngaphansi kwenkulungwane ezimbili kungokwakuqala eminyakeni edlula amachumi amabili lapho eleZimbabwe elabona ukuqala kokubhidlika komnotho elizwe. Intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwele Botswana.
Inombolo esikhitshwe kuyonale iviki lugatsha lukarhulumente lwe-36 Botswana lutshengisa ukuthi inani labezimbabwe incwadi zokusebenza eBotswana selehlile njalo eminyakeni elitshumi edlulileyo bekulabezimbabwe abafika inkulungwane ezilitshumi akade belincwadi zokusebenza kwele Botswana. Kodwa ugwalo olukhitshwe i-36 Botswana lutshengisa ukuthi inombolo le isingaphansi kwenkulungwane ezimbili i-1901 ekupheleni kwambandula nyakenye. Lokhu kutshengisa ukwehla kusuka kunani elibelingaphezu kwenkulungwane ezimbili lambili i-2214 ngonhlangula nyakenye. Eminyakeni elitshumi edluleyo abezimbabwe kade besedlula inkulungwane ezingamatshumi akade belamaphepha okusebenza kwele Botswana. Ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kucatshangelwa ukuthi kube lesandla ekwehleni kwenani labantu abalamaphepha okusebenza eBotswana. Umphathi ntambo obona zokungena lokuhlala kubantu eBotswana unkosikazi Anna Mukhethi uthi ofisi yakhe ilokhu iqhubeka isamukela isicelo samaphepha okusebenza kwele Botswana, kodwa uthi usizo abalupha abantu lwehlile ngenxa yokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Has also been seriously affected by these infections.
Ugatsha lwami luphazamiswe umkhuhlane lo osokwenze ukuthi siphuze ukuphathisa uzulu. Sizasebenza gadalala ukubona ukuthi inhlelo zethu ezifana lokuphathisa abantu ngencwadi zokusebenzisa lokuhlala elizweni zizaqhubeka ziphuma ngesikhathi.
Will continue to be provided in accordance with set timelines.
Omunye oweZimbabwe eHabron umzana Andreas Banda uthi COVID-19 isithundubeze amathuba abantu okuza ukuthi bathole imisebenzi. Uthi ngaphambi kokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eleBotswana belivele liphakathi kohlelo lokunikeza amathuba emsebenzi ezandleni zezizalwaniza kulelo lizwe.
Ukwehla kwenani labantu abangabe benencwadi zokusebenza kuleli, imbangela yakho ingaba yilowo umkhuhlane esilawo kulezi nsuku i-COVID-19. Njalo esinye isizathu uzananze lela ukuthi abalapha labo sebefuna ababo abantwana babe yibo abaziphetheyo emsebenzini ethile. Kungakho ke ngaleso isizathu sibona inani labantu abadinga izincwadi zokuhlala lokusebenza kuleli zisiba phansi.
Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube uthi sekunzima ukuthola umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe kungayisikho eBotswana kuphela. Inombolo esikhitshwe inhlanganiso International Organization for Migration IOM zitshengisa ukuthi kulabezimbabwe abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 200,000 akade besebenza phandle kwelizwe abaphindeleyo ekhaya ngenxa yokuphela kwemsebenzi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19. Udube uthi lesi simo esingaqhubeka kwesikhathi eside esizayo.
Sekungaba yiyo i-new normal le ngaphansi kwe-COVID-19. Ama-job opportunities aya encipha emazweni atshiyeneyo okuzadala ukuthi abanye baphindele ekhaya. Yikho sibona kulabantu abalutshwana abaphiwa incwadi zokusebenza kwele Botswana.
Noma nje inani labezimbabwe abathola incwadi zokusebenza eBotswana selehlile, ugwalo lwe-36 Botswana lutshengisa ukuthi abezimbabwe lokhe kuyibo abaningi abokuza abasebenza kuleli lizwe baphose babe yingxenye ekhulwini 45.9%, belandelwa beSouth Africa bona baphose babe amakhulu ayisithupha i-593 okutshengisa okungaphezu nje lethumi lane ekhulwini i-14.3%. Labo kuza abangaphezu kwenkulungwane ezine 4140 abasebenza kwele Botswana kutshengisa ukwehla kwenani leli ngokulithumi ekhulwini 10%. Uma uqathaniswa lenombolo zikanhlamula nyakenye, ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday selethulela iqembu elizibiza ngokuthi umndeni kaKristu, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wokholo lwesiKristu abakhonza kubandla leZion Church. Okuningi asikuzweni kuEzra Chisas Banda.
Rock of Ages,
Rock of Ages,
fight for me,
fight for me,
let me
shine,
shine, shine,
shine,
shine, shine,
shine,
shine,
ni kaKristu liqembu elidume kakhulu kubandla leZion Church. Namhla xoxa labo limelwe ngundodana Manda onguye umhlabelizi waleli qembu.
Oh,
ngizala lapho endaweni yaseDolali enkaya kolo ngifunde eDolali iprimary yami yonke ngayifunda lapho eDolali nangase ngiya futhi esecondary eKhomayanga kwezomculo ngiqale ukungena kuyo ngo-2013 ngisacula kwenye ikhwaya umuzi wokuphila ngase ngisiya kuumndeni kaKristu lapho ngikhona ngavula khona umndeni kaKristu nabanye abafowethu
Iqembu leli lamalunga ngamathuma amabili lambili 22 lona labunjwa njani
umculo wekhwaya ubekuyinto bese uthanda kakhulu ngathi njengami ngoba ngiyumuntu ozalelwe esontweni bekukhona ama-group akade mayedlala ngiyithande leyo nto futhi ngumuntu lona onesiphiwo sokucula noma ngifike endaweni abantu besho ukuthi kungani ungaculi ingakho ngasengibona kufanele ukuthi sibe nayo i-group sibe nako sihlangane singabantu ngasengihlanganisa kabantu sahlangana umculo wethu ebantwini ufika kahle kakhulu ngoba nanko abantu bayawuthakazelela endaweni eziningi la ufika khona
Angulula ukuhlanganisa abantu kwezomculo besebenza kungela kudlephana kodwa leli qembu lisebenza kuhle lisiya phambili selinamadlalade ambalo
abantu bekungabantu abesizazana njalo sahlala phansi sabona kufanele ukuthi njengoba sisenza into yesonto sifanana nabantu abenza ifamily into yemndeni ama-album esinawo awu-4 i-album yethu yokuqala ithi yona sophumelela esibili ithi amalanga wonke esithathu ithi njengendluzela yomela amanzi esifo yokugcina ethi umhawu wamudimu okuyiyona esikhiphe ngonyaka odlule
Isikhathi sendlo ngumangoye bakwethu ulelizwi bani kubalaleli njalo umculo womdeni kaKristu utholakala nga
abantu mabahlale besethembeni likaNkulunkulu noma isimo sinzima kangakanani kodwa bengamdeli uNkulunkulu ingoma zethu ziyatholakala kuma YouTube kuwo Facebook sinawo amapage esitholakala kuwo ngase idolo umculo wethu ungakatholakala ungakwazi ukuthi uxhumane nathi laphana uxhumane nokhuphi laphana ku 0731144181 ngiyabonga
silibasana ngengoma zokholo silomdeni kaKristu uhlelo hoza hoza Friday
Simon Petro
yeah libele mpela sonto ebusisekileyo igama lami ngu Ezra Jesus Bar
singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba. Isibhedlela sekansili yakobulawa eseThorngrove sithole isipho sempahla yokuzivikela kugciwane le-coronavirus. Ibandla le-MRP lithi amalunga alo akhululwe liviki ngemva kokuvalelwa okwenyanga yonke azaqhubeka elwela ilungelo lesigaba seMathepeleland. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7pm kusvika na7:30pm.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.